Football is back, and we have you covered each weekday afternoon on OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
Some of the best football guests, from Armando Salguero and John McClain to Trey Wallace and Bobby Carpenter, plus the top headlines and reaction to the college football and NFL weekends.
The Chiefs go for dynasty mode with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid.
They're the favorite, right?
Yeah, they have to be. The AFC goes through Arrowhead, but the Bengals and Jets, they're all in to reach Vegas. And the Bills and Dolphins are also confident. Withrow, what about college football?
Can you say three-peat? That's what they're hoping to say in Athens, Georgia, as the Bulldogs continue their march to college football dominance, while a cast of usual characters led by Michigan, Ohio State, and Bama nip at their heels.
There's plenty of craziness on a week-to-week basis. Pull up to the bar with us each weekday afternoon. We're streaming live 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern across the OutKick Network. Podcasts available everywhere, and always check out OutKick.com.
NFL and college football covering your favorite teams. OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the bonus episode of The Instance. That's right. You who support us over at our website, theinstance.net, you get access to this bonus monthly content, and nobody else does until a week later. They have to wait. Oh, man, in 2019, telling someone they have to wait for something? What a bummer. If you're hearing this late, just know that. Know that you can go over there and get this. Just go over to theinstance.net and sign up. And for those of you who have signed up, thank you. And it's nice to talk to you a week early.
Go get your art cards.
Go get your art cards, yo. Oh, I just sent out the... So I made kind of a Mechagon-inspired, even though those are gnomes and not goblins, but I drew a goblin, but in like kind of Mad Max clothes, and his weapons are like a big pipe and a bat with a nail through it. And
yeah, I've seen it, Scott. I'll follow you on the gram. Yeah,
you know what's up over there. Anyway, that's our monthly card this month. So people will be getting this ASAP. And, of course, the card back by Garrett, it's still amazing. And this on the other side, it's dated and unique, and it's the only way you can get it. So enjoy it. Physical, digital rewards are all good. So go check it out if you haven't over at theinstance.net and click the support button. Okay. I thought it'd be fun to do something a little weird today. All right. We often pride ourselves on our knowledge of the game, or at least we think we know a lot about the game. So when we get on the show, we can talk about it, whether that's lore or that's mechanics or that's stuff that's happening in or outside the game. I think we count ourselves as not experts, but, you know, guys in the know, right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys in the enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts. There you go.
That is my favorite word.
Is it really? Wow.
People are like, oh, Garrett, he really likes video games and the punk rock and cocktails and cars. Is he a pro in any of it? No, I'm an enthusiast in all of those things.
Well, we're going to test your mettle today. And I'm going to be doing the testing because I thought it'd be fun to ask Garrett a series of trivia questions about the game of World of Warcraft and to see how he's done. Now, this isn't quite like the ancient segment on this show called Quickfire Questions. But it rubs up against it. It's a taste of it. And I know we all miss that.
it's a crowded dance floor, and there's some unintentional grinding taking place.
That's a good way of saying it. There's also a lot of that happening in retail for me. A lot of unintentional grinding. But anyway, hey, let's move on to this
hand
test.
Check.
This is what is described as an intermediate, meaning difficulty-wise, intermediate World of Warcraft 10-question trivia quiz. And we shall see how hard it actually is. Now, I'm looking at these kind of sight unseen, so you're not at a complete disadvantage here. But I'm still going to throw this at you in the way that it comes to me. Are you ready for these questions?
No, but go ahead anyway.
All right, number one. And I'll be checking your answers, and then at the end we'll know your total. So here we go. Oh, and I'm going to have this here. So if you get a question right, you'll hear that. If you get it wrong, you'll hear that. Okay?
Ooh. That's a noise.
Yeah, that one will get you. You don't want to hear it. So here it is. Number one, you've decided you would like to be a mage, but would like to start in Dunmoreau. What race would you have to choose to fulfill your needs? This is an easy one.
I want to be a mage. I want to start in Dunmoreau. What race?
Yeah, what race?
I want to start in be gnome.
Let's find out if gnome is correct. Oh, it doesn't tell me till the end. All right, you got to wait till the end to find out.
We're not getting the ding or the buzz.
Actually, you know what I could do?
A two-tabber?
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I'm going to try this. Hold on, I'm just going to choose some stuff on the second time at random and submit my answers, and then let's see how this goes. Okay. No quizzes selected. Well, that's fantastic. Hold on a second. Boy, this is good content. All right, let's try that. All right, so we've got the two tabber going. We've submitted answers, and now we will find out. Okay, so you said gnome, correct?
Correct.
The answer is correct. It is gnomes. Nice job. I might have said dwarves.
I really had to think about that for a second because I could have sworn dwarves could also be mages.
I think they can, can't they? I thought they could.
All right, I'm Googling real fast.
This is a classic.
No, they cannot be mages.
Okay.
They cannot, confirmed, cannot be mages.
They can now, though, but not in the old game. Right? Can't they be mages?
Honestly, don't. I've never played a mage, Scott.
Maybe priest. I might be thinking of priest, which is
basically. They can definitely be priests. They can be priests in vanilla.
Those are just church mages, anyway. All right. Next question.
All right. I've closed Google.
Okay. Good job. This is the all honor system here on the show. We trust everybody.
Clear the board. It's bingo. Clear the board.
All right. That's a game I've never played, by the way, bingo. I mean, when I was a kid, but like never. Sat down in a bingo parlor and like had the marker and all that. Never done that. Don't know what that's like. Here you go. Number. You probably have a lot of bingo. There's probably bingo going on right now within a mile of you because you live in Florida. Everyone plays bingo in Florida.
I do live in Florida. I also went to Catholic grade school, so I played a lot of bingo for Catholic school fundraisers.
Good Lord. All right.
Yeah.
Literally. Here you go. You finally reached level 10. This is great because it's very classic-y. You now decide to travel to the human city of Stormwind. From your capital of Ironforge, but there's a problem. Between Ironforge and Stormwind lies several mountainous regions intended for levels 30 to 60. What should you do? And I can give you multiple choice if you like.
You take the deep run tram.
Is that going to be your answer?
I guess give me the multiple choices in case this question is insisting you don't take the deep run tram.
Fair point. But fair point.
What are the multiple choices?
Here you go. Number one, ride a griffin. Number two, swim. Number three, travel through the Searing Gorge. And number four, ride the tram.
Ah, yeah. Ride the tram. I mean, you could technically do all those things, although you couldn't griffin if you didn't already have the flight path.
Yeah. Well, let's find out if you're right. He says he's going to go with tram, and the answer is no. You travel through the Searing Gorge. Oh no, I'm sorry. You got it right. I'm a shithead. Well, sorry.
I'm like, what do you mean?
It's the second tab thing. Okay, you're good. You're good. Ride the tram. Deep Rump Tram is a gnome train created underground between Stormwind and Ironforge. And if you haven't been to Stormwind, you could do the Griffin. Let's see. If you haven't been to Stormwind, you couldn't have the Griffin there. So there's no way to do that. And Searing Gorge is a mountainous region in which you'd almost instantly be killed by any level 10.
But you could do it. It is doable.
It's doable.
You just have to corpse run.
Yeah. And if you were a rogue, it'd be better, I guess. All right.
Yes.
Number three. You decide that your character is much too weak. You start an alliance character that is a druid. You are which of these? And here are your options. Okay? Your options are human, Draenei, Night Elf, or Tauren. This is post-BC, by the way, so...
Boy, that's really easy. That's Night Elf.
It should be Night Elf. Let's find out if that is the correct answer. Number three, Night Elf. You would be correct. Nicely done. That is easy. That was not a hard one.
That's yeah. I mean, so far, these are all very easy.
Yeah, it's intermediate.
I'm waiting for the ones that are like zone names, because I always get those wrong.
I'm not great at those either. All right, here's this one. You reach level 10 and decide you are tired of Kalimdor. You immediately board a ship for the Eastern Kingdoms. Where did you board? And here are your options. Aberdeen, Darnassus, none of these, or Aldrassil. Aldrassil.
Aldrassil?
Yes.
It would be Aberdeen.
Let's find out if that is the correct answer. Is it Aberdeen? Correct. Support to the Crossroads of Draenei, the Eastern Kingdoms, and the Night Elves. Nicely done.
I did that at level 12 on my Hunter in Classic. Had to run through the wetlands and almost died to three crocolisks because they are like level 18 in wetlands.
You had me at crocolisks at the time.
Did I say crocolisks? I meant crocolisks.
At first you did, and then you fixed it. So you're fine.
Yeah, that's, you know, you wear crocs. You're a no, never mind.
Make sure you skin those. All right, here's the... your profession is circumcision is the new profession. All right, number six, five.
Not with five. That skinny knife.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, five. Now at Menethil Harbor, you find that the creatures in this region are much too strong. This region is the wetlands. What alliance race dwells in this region? And your options are trolls, dwarves, humans, and gnomes.
I mean, Menethil Harbor is primarily run by humans, but I do believe there's some dwarves there. Is this a multiple? Can I choose more than one choice, or is it one choice only?
It is a single choice.
Humans.
You say humans. Let's see, which number is this? Five? We're going to mark
it. It's asking what alliance race dwells in Menethil Harbor?
Yeah. Yeah, and you say humans, right? Is that correct?
It's humans. It's a human city. It's named after the Menethil family.
Your answer is incorrect. It's dwarves. Dwarves have occupied the wetlands since the separation of the three dwarven tribes. Trolls are members of the Horde, and humans and gnomes live more to the south. Boom!
I disagree.
You realize that we gotta talk to the judge. There are no judges. I can't help you with the judges. I don't know what they would do.
I mean, most of the wetlands is just straight up uninhabited. The main city in the wetlands is Menethil Harbor, and it is a human-run city.
That's a decent point. But
there are like two dwarf assholes to the absolute north giving out the shittiest quest in the region where you got to fight a bunch of elites. Those are like the only friggin' dwarves you interact with on a regular basis out in the wetlands. Right. The city of Menethil Harbor.
We'll get the audience of Kian on that one and let us know where we
yeah, audience, tweet me at Garrett Art and tell me I'm right because I know I am.
Yeah, you might be right. All right. Moving on to number six here. We got a question that goes like this. You've reached Dun Algaz. All right, that's a thing.
This is like going in order. This is interesting because I recently did this.
It's weird. It is kind of going quest order. The tunnel south. This is a tunnel south into what region? And the answer is either. Well, here's your options: Fellwood, Dun Moreau, Loch Modan, or Swamp of Sorrows.
If it actually leads, it's Dun Algaz. Can you repeat the options?
Yeah. Fellwood, Dun Moreau, Loch Modan, or Swamp of Sorrows are your options.
Loch Modan.
All right. Let's mark that one and see what the quiz says. The answer... Oh, I'm on the wrong cue thing there. Hold on. The answer is correct. Nicely done. Loch Modan is the answer. Okay. Fellwood is in Kalimdor and... sorry, so that would have been incorrect. That's the one I chose because I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, you go through the Furball Cavern for Fellwood. Or no. Fellwood you just walk into from Ashenvale. The Furball Cavern into Winter Spring is in the northernmost point of Fellwood.
I hated that cavern.
I didn't know you could do quests to become friendly with them, so I just corpse ran it and also killed a bunch, and then I became hated, and it took me way longer to become friendly with
them. Did the exact same thing. Oh, yep. That's annoying. Yep, did the
Welcome
exact same
World
thing.
Welcome to World of Warcraft, everybody. World of Warcraft. Anyone knew how to play the game.
All right, number seven. Only one alliance town is in this region. What is the name of this town? I'll give you your options. Karnos, Thelzamar, Goldshire, or Darkshire.
Wait, what region?
Only one alliance town is in this region. What is the name of this town? Oh, it doesn't say what region, does it? Hold on.
Is the region the answer?
Darkshire. It doesn't say.
Darkshire is a.
It's a zone,
a
right?
Town, isn't it?
Or it's a town. It is kind of a town, right? I'll read it one more time. Only one alliance town is in this region. What is the name of this town? I think they mean what is the name of this region. I think they screwed up. So Karnos, Thelzamar, Goldshire, or Darkshire. Those are that's.
Is it a lead-in from the previous question? Because the answer to the previous question was a region.
Oh, good point.
I think Thelzamar is the town in Loch Modan.
Oh, okay. I think you're right. They are referring to the previous question.
Okay, yeah.
So Thelzamar?
I'm going with Thelzamar.
Let's find out if Thelzamar is the correct answer.
Understanding this. Oh,
it
my
is.
God.
It is. Nicely done. Well
done. Dissecting what these questions even mean is part of the challenge.
That's right. It's part of the questions. This is not great how they did that. All right, next question. You are fed up with the Alliance, so you decide to create a Horde character. The race you have selected is from the original 8 World of Warcraft races. And is the only horde race in the Eastern Kingdoms. What is your race? Orc, Tauren, Undead, or Troll? That's easy.
Oh, in the Eastern Kingdoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Undead.
Yeah, they're... They softballed that one at you.
This is child's play.
These
and
are
also
dumb.
Still wrong about Menethil Harbor.
you're never going to let that one go. I can't wait till we get feedback on that. All right, your character has become a level 50 and your guild is about to raid Ironforge. You meet in the Undercity and more south. What region above the wetlands must you pass through to get to Ironforge? And your options are Arathi Highlands, Fellwood, Mulgore, or Elwynn Forest.
I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that. All of it.
That's totally fine.
All of it.
I'll bet the listeners would as well.
A wordy question.
Your character has just become a level 50 and your guild is about to raid Ironforge. You meet in the Undercity and move south. What region above the wetlands must you pass to get to Ironforge?
Above the wetlands. That's Arathi Highlands.
All right, let me mark it and let's see if the answer is correct. You are correct. Nicely done. All right, so far so good.
I was with the regions than I thought.
You've got one left. Let's see where this lands. This is number 10. During your raid on Ironforge, you find three of your guild members are facing the Dwarven King. What is the name of the king under the mountain? Your options are Tinker Mechatork, Magni Bronzebeard, Anduin Rin. Sylvanas Windrunner. There's no way this is an intermediate quiz.
They could have given me four dwarf names and I would have actually been like, was it Magni? I don't think maybe it's not, but no, it's friggin' Magni. This is ridiculous.
That's really dumb. You got that right. You're right.
I wonder who it could be. Clearly it's Sylvanas.
Alright, I'm gonna see what Magni Bronzebeard. Let's see what your percentage win was.
100% because that one question was still wrong.
9 out of 10. You scored 135 points, whatever that means. The average score for this quiz is 8 out of 10. A lot of people got the one you got wrong, so it makes me wonder if the question is indeed wrong.
Now we can you send me this quiz? I kind of want to like look at the question.
Oh, totally.
Like, written out.
Yeah, totally, I can.
Like, throw it in a Discord link or something.
I'll do it right now, and you can from that try to determine what the poop happened there. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm curious because I mean, there's probably a technical argument for it being dwarf territory because of where it is.
Right.
But Menethil Harbor is human run.
Yeah.
Now at Menethil Harbor, you find that the creatures in this region are much as strong in this region as wildlands. What alliance race dwells in this region? Yeah, it's freaking humans, man.
I mean, that's what I would have. That would have been my guess. But I don't know enough.
Mention Menethil Harbor. Technically it is a dwarf. I think like they're like the stewards of the wetlands, but Menethil Harbor is a lion, or is humans.
But is that like an American embassy in an African country? Is that like the same idea? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but there's just not that many damn dwarves. There's more humans.
I like the two dick quest givers you mentioned. Those guys sound fun.
Yeah, like that's like it. I there's some dwarves in Menethil Harbor, but there's still more humans to dwarf. The ratio is off.
That cracks me up. Well, I still say you did really well, even if you're right or wrong about the one. But I'm going to say, you know, pretty close to 100%. Now, the question is, how would I have done? I would have done terrible because this was very alliance focused and I would have done really
well. Yeah, it was. I would have probably struggled with this a lot more had I not, you know, been recently slamming Classic.
Yeah.
That being said, the mage question would have gotten that right. Like question one, I can guarantee I would have gotten that right without playing Classic. Deep Run Tram would have gotten that right without playing Classic. Who's a druid? Like that's easy as hell.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, most of these I would have gotten without, I think, playing recently. Arathi Highlands probably would have escaped my memory had I not been playing Classic.
It also makes me wonder if some of those they have in here are. Let's see if some of these quizzes that say they're hard, if they're actually hard or not. Maybe they might not be. Maybe those are the ones to start with. But here's what we'll do. If you guys at home, you hear this and you're like, oh, man, that was great. I'd like to hear Garrett ask Scott next time. We could do more of this. Also, if you have your own questions you think we should be asking for trivia questions, you can sneakily get that to one of us via Twitter or something, and we'd be happy to lay it on the other guy. I feel like I would struggle most with names. I would have a hard time with boss names, the names of wings of raids. I could tell you, yeah. I could describe them, and I could give you the fake crappy name I give things, but, you know, I'm...
The more specific we get, the worse it would be. Like talents or abilities, I'm going to get that shit very wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to do with professions, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certain areas we'd be pretty bad at, but, like, story points I'd be pretty good at. I remember
happened to be quest progression in Vanilla Zones, and this was like straight up. This was the order I moved my hunter through Classic to where he is now.
Yep.
Like started out in Teldrassil, went to Averdeen, jumped on the boat, went to the wetlands, ended up questing in Loch Modan for a while. My first time ever actually doing the Loch Modan quest.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't know that I ever did. I never got that far in
the Alliance. It's a cool region.
Yeah.
There's like, also if you're a hunter, you're in a hunter lore, there's like a hunter's lodge out in like the farthest east you can go in Loch Modan, and they hand you these timed quests where you have to go and kill a bunch of beasts within a time limit and then get back to the hunter.
Hold on, is that out in, that's not in Arathi, where is it?
It's in Loch Modan.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Yeah, I need...
Loch itself, the giant lake, you like, go all the way around and you go all the way east and you end up at a hunter's lodge. And it's not hunter specific. Anyone can do it.
Yeah.
But it was, I found it really cool because, you know, I'm playing a hunter.
Yeah.
And there's like there's a high elf model out there, and the high elf models are really rare in vanilla World of Warcraft.
That's true. You see them later, but yeah, those early days. In fact, I'm not sure I've seen a vanilla one now that I think about it.
They look busted.
Yeah. They don't look good.
They're not a good looking model.
They've gotten better. Let's put it that way. So if I was to ask you this question, I found one that was on professions, just for laughs. How much does a normal linen bandage heal for? What would you say? Like, you're in the middle of that time. So
this question to hell, pass.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't know it either.
I have no idea. I don't know, 40?
I'm gonna say 43 is one of the options. All right, let's see if you got it right.
Is 40 one of the options?
Yeah, 40's one. 43.
Oh, 43 is one of the options.
You're close. All right, let's see if you got it right.
I didn't realize it was multiple choice.
Your answer... I can't find it. Where did it go? Oh, it's 11. Sorry.
11. Level 1 bandage heals for 11?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yeah. That seems
ridiculous.
Weak sauce.
You ain't feeling shit with that.
Nope. No, that's a piece of shit. Just wipe your butt with it and throw it away. You're not going to use it again. All right.
Yeah, you just crafted toilet paper. Congratulations.
Yeah, good job. Might come in handy out there if you're a survival hunter. All right. That's going to do it for this bonus show. This is a lot of fun. If you guys have some ideas about the kind of things you'd like to hear in the bonus, let us know. If you got your own trivia questions, that'd be cool too. We'd love to hear from you. Theinstance.net is the website. You can contact us there or email us directly at theinstance@gmail.com. Thanks to everybody who supports us. And if you don't, consider it. It's your favorite WoW show, damn it. So get in there and make it happen. Garrett, thanks a lot, man. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Scott. Bye.